Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so excited to bring you this episode. I have loved growing through all of the seasons with you guys. I love being able to share what I'm going through. I love being able to give you advice, whether that is something that you're needing to hear now or whether this is a replay and you are hearing it at the exact time that you are praying for this answer. So I've had a lot of behind the scenes conversations. When that's happening, I know that there are more people who are needing the word. They're needing to hear what I feel like I'm giving out a lot of advice, being very similar to the situation. So today's episode, I'm going to share with you my thoughts on how your best bet for your business, your best bet for your journey, your best bet for your sharing and your passion and your purpose, all is going to be getting started. And while you can hear that and be like, well, yeah, that's exactly what I'm supposed to do. But so many times we will paralyze ourselves in learning the know and getting to know everything and getting soaking up all the training and buying in courses and following this person and reading up on everything and just wanting to know every single nook and cranny that you could possibly know. Because what if maybe sometime a little bit someone asks you about a product and you don't know the answer, and then you're going to feel like an imposter. So then you're just telling yourself, in order to get started, you have to know every single thing. I want to give you a little courage and a little belief right now that you only need to know when you're getting started that how you feel is the most important part. I want you to be confident in what you're sharing. I want you to be proud in what you're sharing. But in order to do that, you have to have your own testimony. You have to have had your own product that you are sharing about. You have to have been able to tell them the story that what it has done for you. Because here is what I want to tell you right now. You cannot take away your testimony. You cannot take away your story. Whether that be a silly story that you can share with your audience, your followers, people that you're talking to. If you can share a personal story that you know every single story, every single fact, every single information about it, when you are able to share how you feel because it's your feelings and no one can take them away, you guys, people don't just buy facts. They don't just buy ingredient lists. They don't just buy gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, all of that. They don't always buy based upon that. They will buy based upon emotion. And emotion comes from when you are able to share your story and how you feel and what it has done for you and how you are finding the relatability to the solution that you are offering. You guys, whatever it is that you're offering, whatever it is that you're sharing, whatever it is you're trying to grow your business into, your job as an entrepreneur is to solve a problem. And the only way that you can do that wholeheartedly without any feeling of imposter syndrome, without any authenticity, is that you have to know the problem that you're solving. And you have to have had a problem solved. Whether that be this blow dryer will dry your hair in 15 minutes versus 25 minutes. You'll only be able to tell the story like, oh my gosh, one time I had a cramp in my right arm because I was blow drying my hair for so long, but you would never believe this. I bought this brand new wackadoo hair dryer and I only have to turn my head upside down 2 times and blow dry, right? Like clearly I'm not selling that to you, but my point is when you hear stories like that, you're like, oh my gosh, I can relate to that. I understand what she is saying. Me too. The whole thing that you're trying to get it to is the Me Too factor. I don't need to know that it's made out of a special plastic that's got this high bower motor in it that's got a fan that's making your hair strands. None of that. None of that matters. But so many times we tell ourselves the story that we will start sharing our story. We'll start sharing our product. We'll start sharing our business. We'll start taking our business seriously once we know more information, once we know about more about the compensation plan, once we know more about how upline and downline and sign on and recognition, all that works. Like so many times we're in information overload that we're doing absolutely nothing with the information that you're taking because you're so busy and you're so convincing yourself that the information that you have received isn't good enough. You've got to have better information. And I just want to be that sounding board. I want to be that reminder. I want to be the person that tells you right now, what you need most is a testimony. What you need most is messy action. What you need most is the belief in yourself that you know that you're solving a problem because you once had this same problem and you picked this product and this product did this for you. So I don't care what it is that you're selling. I don't care what it is that you're sharing, but I care that you have your own personal testimony because if you personally don't have something that you can relate to and a story that you can tell, then you are going to find yourself backed into a corner. You are going to find yourself leaning on the crutch of going and learning more training. It's important to know information. It's important to know, hey, how do I sign somebody up? How do I get them started? How do I get these products in their hand? You do need to know that information. I'm not saying just blatantly have no idea what you're doing, but you're probably stopping yourself in your own tracks because you're telling yourself you have to do X, Y, and Z more before you can share. And what I want to tell you right now, when you show up as your truest self, as the best version of you, and when you show up with your heart and your hustle because you have created a story that is worth telling, then you are unstoppable when it comes to your business. Because here's what I want to tell you right now. You love your product so much that it doesn't matter if no one else loves it. You are not worried about if your training is correct. You're not worried about if you got a good sales tactic. You're not worried if you have a good script because you know in your heart of hearts, you're excited and you want to share it. And if they don't like it, that's okay. You know that it's not for them and it doesn't hurt your feelings because more than likely, if you are coming off of a script or you're coming off of a hey girl message or you're coming off of facts and trainings and a reels course and an information course, and this is going to be your next business builder, and this is how you're going to attract X, Y, and Z. You will attract those who need you by being who you are so other people like you can find you. I've said that so many times in this podcast, but I mean it, friends. If you would be the best version of you, you're going to attract those who need you. And then you won't have to think and worry and go research and go figure out what you're supposed to say. You'll be able to just reply. So when someone asks you about your product, you're not like, oh my gosh, what would so-and-so say? And how do I say this? And you just tell them, how has it made you feel? What is the difference that you've noticed? What are the benefits? What is it that's made the difference for you? What problem has it solved for you? Maybe it makes it to where you're getting out the door 5 minutes earlier because your makeup is super quick. You guys, that is worthy of sharing. And so many times we write off our quote problems that our product is solving because we feel like it's not big enough. We start comparing our problem that we're solving to other people who are fighting such big diseases and all of these big, huge, heroic things that you're writing off the problem that you are able to solve with your product. When at the end of the day, who is to say that 5 minute face isn't a really big deal for that single mom who's rushing out the door getting her kids to school on time? Who is to say that a quick shake that you can shake up and don't have to add a million things isn't what the guy is looking for when he's leaving the gym and he's headed back to his high paying CEO job? You don't know what other people are going through, but you do know your story. So the sooner you share your story for other people to consume and let them decide if it's for them, when you're showing up 100% as yourself, you don't have to worry who is saying yes to you because you know that you're saying yes to yourself every single day. So I wanted to give you this quick episode just to remind you that, friend, it's not about all the facts that you know, and it's not about all the gimmicks and the courses and none of those things. While those things can pep you up and fire you up, action is the only thing that's going to make a difference in your life and in your business. So I want to tell you, quit sitting on what you should be doing. Quit sitting around thinking that you need to do more. All you need to do is get your story out there. Share the problem that you are solving and be so loudly who you are so other people like you can find you, because messy action trumps all of the knowledge that you can have stored in your brain that is not doing anything but sitting on a dusty shelf in your head. Okay. I love you. I mean it. I hope you guys have the best day. Thank you so much for coming back here. I appreciate you more than you will ever know.